You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are joined by yet another guest. We've got Mr. Sam Carswell, who's coming to us live from a hotel in Melbourne. We're chatting about the For the Displaced Palestine fundraiser artist initiative, which includes a sample pack, which is going to raise funds for the Beirut Synthesizer Center and TuneFork Studios in Beirut as well. Morten and Sam, how are you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
It's good.
Just real quick, I should say that it's Lebanon.
Lebanon,
not Palestine.
Sorry, is Beirut
just above Palestine? Yes.
Yes. Oh, is Beirut? Yeah. Beirut is in Lebanon, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. Sometimes geography can be a bit finicky.
I feel you.
How are you doing in the morning? It must be like 8:40 something over there.
Yes, yeah, it's very early, but I've been up for a while, so I'm properly caffeinated at this point.
You mentioned that you recommended to me to visit a place, MES, the Melbourne Electronic Synthesizer something.
Melbourne Electronic Sound Studio. It's a synth library over here that's kind of like one of the best examples of that concept in the world, in my opinion. It's incredible. And really worthwhile.
Nice. Are you a bigger synth fan?
Yeah, I kind of got into all of this stuff through being into synthesizers, and so that's actually how I heard about this synth center in Beirut. Is a kind of through synth circles, I guess, through learning about what they were doing, just as a community synth library for like distributing tools in an accessible way, because synthesizers often aren't that accessible to people.
No, they're pretty expensive pieces of kit, eh?
Yeah, they can be, and especially like in the context of Lebanon and the kind of like big, you know, economic crash that they had there. They can be quite hard for people to get one-on-one kind of hands-on time with. So I think the synth library concept is in general really great, and it's been executed really well around the world. But the Beirut Synth Center in particular has just been doing some incredible work for quite a few years now. But this particular initiative is really great because they've sort of got together with a bunch of other arts organizations around the city to provide like essential aid for people who have been displaced by the violence there at the moment. And it's this really great example of like how arts communities can kind of like leverage their sort of infrastructure to provide like sort of essential aid for the wider community in disaster situations. And it's something that I think we can learn a lot from in New Zealand for sure. But it's also something that I think we as a kind of wider international music community should be inspired by and get behind supporting and kind of building solidarity.
Totally agree. I think that's solidarity is definitely the word to use.
It's really I don't know, it's a really great initiative. So what we've done here is kind of got together as like 12 different artists across New Zealand and Australia, and we've got a sample pack of 300 sounds, which if you don't know what a sample pack is, it's like a record of sounds that you can use to make your own music with. If you're making electronic music or dance music or whatever, there's a huge, like absolutely massive variety of sounds on this particular sample pack. So you can use it to make pretty much whatever kind of music you want to make. Yeah, so we're fundraising for this initiative that the Beirut Synthesizer Center and Tune Fork Studios are doing in Beirut, in Lebanon. Yeah, it's just been released, and you can go download it at b2b4beirut.bandcamp.com. Two is in the number two, and four is in the number four.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. I mean, I see that there's some really awesome musicians from a ton of different backgrounds contributing to the pack, including Karu, Amamelia, Miss Rose Valentina, Current Bias, and many more. So you see there was 12 artists involved with this program?
Yep. Yeah, 12 artists, including actually one of the nice things is we have a synthesizer library in Tamaki that called MEL, which is the Musical Electronics Library, and they've very kindly let me use some of their sounds as well. So it's
fantastic.
This nice thing of like synth libraries supporting synth libraries.
Yeah,
just kind of.
yeah. That's really, really awesome. I'm glad to hear. It seems like there's a lot of people who are very, very keen to get in on helping these centers, these music centers over in Beirut, Lebanon. That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's been the kind of amount of support and interest I've kind of received through doing this in the arts community has been really great. Yeah, it's been very heartening, actually, to see a lot of people care about this.
Nice. Did you know the artists involved with this personally? Did you just reach out to them? How'd they get on board?
A little bit of a mix, I think. Some of them I'm friends with, and others I haven't met before, but have been a big fan of for a long time. And so it's been nice to just sort of get in touch with some new folks, and also kind of like work with friends. It's been good. And honestly, like some of these artists like have been like massive inspirations to me in my own music making. So it's kind of a real honor to be able to work with them. And also like just on a personal level, I've been like a massive fan of the Beirut music scene for ages. There's some of the best electronic music in the world is coming out of Beirut the last last 5 years or so. Probably even longer, but there's some absolutely mind-blowing stuff.
Awesome.
So it's really it's an honor to be able to support that stuff as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, how would you describe some of the tunes? Are they more like are they very fast paced, slower? Are they housey, ambienty, ravey? What's the vibe?
In terms of the sounds on the pack?
Oh, in terms of the Beirut electronica scene.
Oh man, just a massive diversity of stuff. There's some really great music. There's some wonderful kind of like ambient adjacent music from like Mark Codsey in particular has a great record called A New World. Mm-hmm. That's just if you're into like that sort of like Tangerine Dream sort of thing, like synth music, then that record is just stunning. But then there's also just some crazy dance music that's coming out, that's like very high tempo sort of breakcore kind of stuff.
Awesome.
From a label called Hi-Hats Community that's fantastic. But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of great experimental music coming out as well. The whole scene around Tune Fork Studios and the Beirut Synth Center is just hugely diverse and like really wonderful.
Fantastic, man. That's awesome. If people want to support the fundraiser, you mentioned there was a link before. If they just search up on Bandcamp, how would they find the sample pack that you've just released?
Yeah, just B2B for Beirut. So, like, B is in the letter B, 4 is in the number.
Yeah, 2 is in the number 2.
2 is in the number 2.
B2B for Beirut.
Yeah. You get what I mean. Or if you want to find it on Instagram, well, the Instagram account's kind of like not being used that much at the moment, but you can find the link through Instagram if you're on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just at B2B for Beirut.
Cool.
B2B is a back-to-back.
Yeah, like the DJ thing, right?
Yeah, like the DJ thing.
Nice. You've requested Bana Hafa with their track Echoes Sketch, which is this a piece of electronic music from Beirut?
Yes, yeah. This is Bana Hafa. She's one of the founders of the Beirut Synthesizer Center. Also, if you're familiar with any of the like synth community stuff, she was one of the founders of the Modular on the Spot synthesizer series, which is quite a big deal if you're into modular synthesis. She's an incredible, like absolutely astounding musician in her own right. This is just a really wonderful track that's on a compilation that TuneFork, the studio themselves, put out to support this particular initiative too, which is called Land 01 is the name of the compilation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth checking out if you like this track. There's a lot of other tracks that are like a similar sort of vibe, and they're just really beautiful.
Awesome. Well, I think we're going to hear it now. Thank you very much for coming on the program, Sam.
Thank you so much,
all the best. And honestly, massive kudos to you for arranging such a fantastic artist solidarity initiative with B2B for Beirut. That's just really, really hats off to you.
Appreciate it, man.
Of course.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a fantastic day. And enjoy your time in Melbourne.
Cheers. Yeah, you have a great day too.
Take care. All right, folks, that was Sam Carswell. We're talking about B2B for Beirut, which is a new fundraiser for the Beirut Synthesizer Center and the TuneFork Studios over in Beirut, Lebanon. We're going to play Bana Hafar with Echo's Sketch, and then after that we may have some news as well as Kai Time. You're listening to The One. Enjoy.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.